Hi. Good morning. How did you sleep? Nah, I actually slept really good. I know, my eyes are all red and puffy. Yeah, I've been crying. But only a little bit. Oh, no, I'm okay. Promise. I'm actually very, very, very good. I had a really nice dream. What was it about? Well, wouldn't you like to know? Oh, that's right. You would like to know. Well, in my dream, I was sitting at the kitchen table, just looking out the window, eating some strawberries. Shh, don't interrupt. I'm not at the good part And I saw you in the backyard. You were swinging a little child in your arms, swinging around with the biggest grin on your cheeks. Your shirt was riding your torso above your belly button. Your hair was swooshing all around, and so was theirs. And I could hear both of you laughing. They had that bright little squealing laugh that all the children have when they're playing with their father. No. I'm not done yet. No interrupt. No. And I could tell in the dream I had the biggest smile in the world. And I just wanted to cry watching you two. I just wanted to stay in that moment forever. But then behind me, I heard some skipping. And as I turned around, a little toddler climbed up in a chair next to me. And they tugged on my blouse and looked up at me with the most gorgeous, the biggest eyes I've ever seen. And they said, "Mommy, how much longer?" And then I said, "How much longer? Till what, little cutie?" And then they pointed at my stomach and said, "Till baby." And I looked down, and I was huge. I had this big pregnant belly protruding out. And then I felt it. A kick. I could feel it, I swear to God, I felt it inside of me. And then I woke up. And I already had tears running down my face. It was so sweet. And I could still feel the kick, kind of like an echo before dream baby kicks. So I've been up for like 45 minutes sniffling and watching you sleep. Actually, it's been the best morning I've had in a long, long time. I love you, and I really want to have your baby. Inside of me, our life. A little bit of me and a little bit of you, and all the beautiful I want to wrap my arms and legs around you so that none of our time and energy goes to waste. I want to buy 100 pregnancy tests. So that I know for sure that it's really happening. ambush you when you come home from work and show you a whole bunch of plus signs. That means my I want you to hold my hair back when I get sick in the mornings and rub my back till it's all over. I want you to hold my hand when we go to the doctor, when they put that jelly on my belly. We hear our baby's heartbeat for the first time. I want to make you read all the books with me. And I want to watch you paint the walls of our spare bedroom a pretty color with one paint roller in your hand. And in your other hand, a beer. And watch as our dog rolls around in the newspaper on the floor. I want to laugh and listen to you swearing as you try to assemble our baby's crib on a Saturday afternoon. I want to bring you a cold bottle of water as you build a swing set in the backyard. And I want to kiss your cheek like this. And smell your sexy man stink as you toil around all day in the hot sun for our child. And I want my belly to get bigger and bigger. And feel your broad hands brush against it. And I want you to wrap your arms around me when my hormones make me weep for no reason. And I want to feel your warm breath against my cheek as you tell me that everything's gonna be And I want to see you coming through the door carrying my weird food cravings. Yeah. Like mint ice cream and teriyaki sauce. Or hot wings and licorice. Or peanut butter and chocolate. I know, that one's not that weird. I think I'll need a lot of peanut butter and chocolate. I want you to sit beside me as we tell our parents that they're gonna be grandparents. And I want to giggle and grab your hand and put it against my belly when the baby's kicking so you can feel it too. So you know that our baby is happy. Strong and excited to join us out here. I want us to make a big long list of baby names so we choose the perfect one for our little angel. And I want you holding my hand the entire time I'm at the hospital. I just hope I don't crush your hand while I'm in labor. I'm pretty sure that's happened before. And I want you to cut the cord and count our baby's toes and fingers because I'll be too exhausted. I'll only be able to just hold them. I can't wait to hold our baby. I want them in my arms right now. I can't wait to see how beautiful they are the moment they are born into this world. I can't wait to nurse and feed and swaddle and diaper. I want to wake up in the middle of the night to take care of them. I can't believe I'm crying. And I want to buy them all the cute clothes and all the cute toys. And watch the years fly by. And see what kind of person they become. I hope they're a lot like you. The best parts of you and the best parts of me. I hope they have your eyes. I hope they have your gorgeous eyes. So that they remind me of you every time I look at them. And I want to give them siblings to play with so they're not lonely. So they're not ever lonely. I can't wait to be a mommy. I want to be a mommy so bad. And I know you're gonna be. You're gonna be an amazing father. You're perfect for the job. I know you're going to take good care of them and good care of me. And I know you'll always do what's best for our family. And that's all that matters to me. I love you. I love you so much. And my belly and my heart, they're yours. Look at me. It's a mess. I'm a mess. You're so fucking amazing. I can't believe I get to love you every single day. And I want that love to grow even more. Just like my tummy's gonna grow for 9 months. Just like our family's gonna grow. You're right. I am definitely baby crazy. There's only one way to change that, though. You're just going to have to give me your baby.